So lying down, get comfortable. Just like when we sit still before we do our meditation practice, in a few moments you will still your body and lie here without moving for the duration of our practice. So get all the fidgets and adjustments and the wiggles out now. And as you're moving and allowing your body to settle, let's take a few deep breaths. I suggest in through the nose and out through the mouth. And the breath may continue to be deep. It may not. Just allow it to be what it will naturally be. Make sure that your jaw is relaxed. Settle your body now. And at any point during the practice, if it is necessary for you to move, do so as slowly as possible in an effort not to disturb your practice. We are now practicing Yoga Nidra. Commit to staying awake, even though the body will relax deeply. Feel your body on the floor. Have a felt sense of the whole body lying on the floor. Imagine that below you is rich, moist soil. And it's warm, this soil, because the sun is shining and you are heavy into this soil. Your body making a perfect imprint in the soil, heavy, so heavy, melting into the earth. Now, imagine your body is so light. The surface beneath you returns to being the surface that is actually beneath you. And you begin to float so light. Imagine your body is floating like a cloud, so light off the ground. now return to the felt sense of being on the floor just as you are right now. Neither heavy nor light, but just as you are. Call into your mind and your heart, your sankalpa, your intention for this yoga nidra practice. Don't think about it too much. Whatever comes into your heart, allow it to be your intention. And to yourself, repeat your sankalpa or intention. And if you're struggling, you can finish the sentence, I am blank, I am love, I am relaxed, I am joy. It doesn't have to make grammatical sense. And repeat that 3 times. Whatever intention you set in yoga nidra is bound to come true. Now we will rotate consciousness, rotate our awareness from one body part to another. Do your best not to linger in one place. We'll move swiftly and cleanly from one part to the next, touching each part with your awareness. And if it's possible, if it's natural today, that awareness will be a loving awareness, a grateful awareness. Bring your awareness to your right hand thumb. Right pointer finger. Right middle finger. Right ring finger. Right smallest finger. Right palm. Back of the right hand, right wrist, right forearm, right elbow, right upper arm, right shoulder, right shoulder blade, right side of the chest, right side of the belly, right side of the upper back, right side of the middle back, right side of the low back, the whole right side of your torso, the front, the side, and the back. Bring your awareness to your left hand thumb. your left pointer finger, left middle finger, left ring finger, left pinky or smallest finger, left palm, back of the left hand, left wrist, left forearm, left elbow, left upper arm, left shoulder, left shoulder blade, left side of the chest, left side of the upper back, left side of the middle back, lower back on the left side, left side of the middle of the belly, left side of the low belly, the whole left side of your torso, the front, the side, and the back. Bring your awareness to your right big toe, the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the smallest toe. Bring your awareness to the sole of your right foot, the top of your right foot, to your right heel, to your right ankle, to your right shin, to your right calf, and the lower part of your lower leg, the bottom of your calf and the back of your ankle. Right knee, right thigh, front, back, and sides. Right side of the pelvis, your right hip, right buttock, to your tailbone, the coccyx, to the base of the pelvis, bring your awareness to your left big toe, the one next to it, the one next to that, the one next to that, to your smallest toe. Bring the awareness to the sole of your foot, top of your foot, heel, left heel, left ankle, left shin, and the whole length of your calf and the back of the lower leg, to the left knee, to the left thigh on all sides. Left side of the pelvis, left ilium, left buttock, to the coccyx, the tailbone, to the base of your pelvis. The whole pelvic bowl, the hip bones, the low belly, the base of the pelvis, and the backside, the buttocks, the bone that holds the back of the pelvis together, the sacrum, and the low back. Bring your awareness to your whole back, to the whole spine, to the whole front of your body, from your collarbones to your toes. The whole back, from the shoulder blades to the heels. To your throat and your neck. To your jaw, your ears, cheeks, lips, teeth, nose, eyes, eyebrows, forehead, and the top of the head. Hold your whole head in your awareness. Hold your whole body, your whole body in your loving awareness. Notice if you're focusing on still one part or one section, and do your best to feel your whole body lying on the floor, your whole body, your whole body. Notice your breath. And for the next several moments, do not allow even one breath to go by without being aware of it. Now we will activate different sensations in the body. Cold. Invite the feeling of freezing cold into your body. It may be uncomfortable. It's okay. You're okay. It's cold. First thing in the morning, blanket of snow, you're walking barefoot in the snow, freezing cold. Let the cold travel through your whole body. release the feeling of cold. Come back to the feeling just as you are, lying comfortably on the floor. Invite the feeling of hot, extremely hot, into your body. Sweaty, uncomfortable, hot, as if you've been running all around in the midday sun, working in the garden or playing a game with friends. It's hot, so hot. Clothes soaked from sweat, so hot. Skin crawling heat. Invite this heat into your body. Release the feeling of heat. Come back to neutral. Invite the feeling of pleasure into your body. Without a specific scenario or story, allow the feeling of pleasure to take over your body. Relax into the sweetness, the delight of the sensation of pleasure. Release the pleasure and come back to neutral. Allow pain into your body. Perhaps you recall a moment of deep pain, physical pain in the body. And if you need to recall a moment in time in which you felt pain, do so, but then release the story and allow yourself to immerse in the feeling, the experience of deep physical pain. You're okay. Even while enduring this intensity, you're okay. Stay with it. Release the feeling of pain and come back into your body just as you are on the floor. Begin to concentrate on the space in front of your closed eyelids. Notice what you perceive. Darkness, perhaps a bit of light. Allow yourself to immerse in what you see here. visualization. Imagine a crisp, clear morning. You are walking through the forest. It's cool in that spring-like morning coolness. You need a jacket, but within an hour or two, you'll have to take that jacket off. Your eyes catch a patch of tall grass, and on every single blade of grass, you can see the dew. Perhaps it rained the night before. Perhaps it's just the moisture of a rich forest. The dew catches the morning sunlight and it sparkles. It's radiant, beautiful. You continue to walk on through beautiful, tall trees. You can hear the sound of running water in the distance. And within a few moments, you're at the edge of a brook, a stream. And quickly out of the corner of your eye, you see movement. It's a bunny. The fluffy white tail and long ears. And just for a moment, maybe it's a half of a moment, you make eye contact. And then she's gone. You approach the stream, bend down, and place your fingers in the water. It's cool. It's clear. You can see the rocks in the bottom. It's so fresh and pure. You get up and continue to walk down the side of the stream. And there's a clearing in the trees and a small structure. It's inviting. You walk to the front door and realize when you arrive, perhaps it's a small temple of sorts. And you can hear from the outside the chanting. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. You walk in and see several young people sitting cross-legged, eyes closed, deep in meditation, chanting, Om Namah Shivaya. You sit. You allow the mantra into your heart, into your body. And after a period of time, it's time to go. Quietly, you get up. You leave the temple. There's a sense of peace and calm in your heart and in your body. And you take your short walk back through the tall trees and past your stream, through the blades of grass, which you notice now there's less dew, the sun is stronger, the water is evaporating. And you return. You return to your home, right here where you are right now. Repeat your sankalpa, your intention to yourself. Become aware of your breath. As you maintain awareness of your breath, feel your body completely relaxed on the floor. And as if you were floating above yourself, see yourself lying on the floor just as you are, in these clothes, with this covering, the floor and the space around you. Feel your whole body relaxed. Lie quietly until you feel ready to move. And when you are ready to move, move very slowly. First fingers and toes, then hands and feet. And taking all the time you need to make your way back to a comfortable seated position. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Bow your head to your heart.